This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 3. Chief Repeating Officer. There's joy in repetition. Prince.
I thought I already knew all this, and I just didn't listen.
This is a nice start.
I just didn't listen to the last few times. What was it all about again?
I thought I already knew all this, and I just wasn't listening. That's a nice line. There are people who think exactly that.
What do they think?
For example, they think, I don't have to listen to the Chief of Anything podcast. I've heard it all before. Some people don't attend a seminar or training because they think, I've heard it all before. So what? It's an erroneous pattern called complex equivalence, because I mistakenly consider two thoughts to be equivalent. In the example, I equate I have already heard about this with I don't need to repeat this, or with I am really good at this. This can be a fatal error in thinking.
Besides, these two, Michael and Christian, are constantly repeating so much stuff. They always say the same thing. It's about, what was the goal of management again?
Achieve results and retain employees.
We've certainly said this 1,000 times before.
At least. I think by now it's gotten through to some people. Isn't this actually the point?
Who in our company is actually the CRO, the Chief Repeating Officer?
Well, we are.
And who in your company is the Chief Repeating Officer? How often do you repeat things until your employees or team finally process the information? How often do you repeat something until you have the confidence that your employees have understood it?
The Google founders called themselves CROs. They said, we are not the CEOs, we are the CROs, the Chief Repeating Officers.
How often do you think I may repeat something until it sticks?
Very often. Basically all the time. I had a boss once. He was a little older. Vinyl records were very popular in his day. When records had a crack, they would skip and the same part would play over and over again. It's called a broken record when a record is scratched and always plays the same thing. That was one of his management mantras. He used to say, if people ever say to you, I can't stand hearing it again, you're like a broken record. You know you've reached your goal. That's when the message has really gotten through. Only then.
I have a similar example. I repeat some things all the time. One day, my colleague in management told me that one of my employees already sounded exactly like me. She constantly repeats the same things you do, he explained. I knew then that it had actually hit home. I can take different amounts of time until what I say actually catches on. Sometimes it takes a lot of time. Sometimes it happens quickly. Why is that?
We are hit with a lot of sensory impressions all day long. Due to the variety of media and communication channels available, it's even more intense today than it used to be. According to science, about 11 million bits per second are coming at us. So when I open all 5 of my sensory channels, eyes, ears, mouth, nose, and kinesthetic cells all over my body, my receptors provide me with about 11 million bits of information per second.
That's about 3 rock songs, 3 minutes each.
That's almost 1 terabit per day. That's a number with 12 zeros. An insane flood of information that we process. It's gigantic. So now, when I say something to an employee as her boss, I expect her to memorize all of the 1,000 billion things that are thrown at her every day, the ones that come from me. To make this work, I may phrase them damn well, for example, with a pattern interrupt.
Have you ever been to Ulm?
No, not yet.
As you see, I snuck in a pattern interrupt with my question about Ulm. It's similar to what happened to my colleague. For example, I say to him, it would be nice if you were not late for the meeting.
Yes, that would be nice.
You see, it's another pattern interrupt. With the addition, it would be nice, I directly offered him a chance to filter this out of the amount of information from the stream of consciousness without a guilty conscience, in the sense of, That's already nice. I don't need to do anything more now.
I see we are back on track now. And that's where we want to go, into that which is perceived in the stream of consciousness. The simplest method to achieve this is repetition, pure increase of the odds, so to speak. My message to the employee is in competition with the 1,000,000,000,000 others that rush at him every day. So the more often I send my message, 2 times, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, the higher my chances that it will get through to him. It's like playing the lottery. The chance of getting 6 right out of 49 is maybe 1 in 15 million. If I play 2 lottery tickets, my chance is at least twice as high as with just 1 ticket. If I play 5, 6, or 9 times, my chance is always bigger. In the lottery, the business case is decreasing.
And besides, the lottery's a tax on poor math skills.
In management, however, it costs almost nothing to repeat things. So it makes sense to increase my chances immensely with each repetition. The principle is to repeat a message 3 times in order to convince my counterpart. Repeat 3 times to convince someone. 3 times. Now, I have just repeated this 3 times.
Am I already convinced? Have I heard it now often enough to memorize it?
If not yet, my chances are going to increase right away, because I will repeat it 3 more times to get to 6. The trick is to repeat it 6 times so I remember it the next day.
So I may hear the same thing 6 times until I memorize something.
Exactly. As a manager, I may say the same thing 6 times so that another person memorizes it. 6 times.
Until the next day?
Yes, within 24 hours. Remember the broken record comparison that my dear old boss taught me back then? Repeat, repeat, repeat until my ears bleed. I can't repeat it often enough. I may repeat something at least 6 times in 1 day to help the recipient remember it the next day. 6 times.
Do I not feel stupid at some point?
It's my own choice to decide how I feel about it.
So, how I feel is my problem.
How I feel is my choice. This is an important thing I've learned in life. I can choose how I feel. It's not always easy, and yet it always works. Because ultimately, my feelings exist only in my head. I'm the boss there. Therefore, I can choose how I feel. Since I decided that it's okay for me to repeat things all the time, because that's part of my job, I feel good about it.
And how do you feel when the employees roll their eyes at some point and say, "Now I really can't hear it anymore, boss"?
Then this is exactly what I say. It's my job. It's my job to repeat things until you can't hear it anymore. So if you roll your eyes because you've heard it 1,000 times, then I've achieved my goal. I thank you, dear employee, for this measurement, this KPI, or key performance indicator. And maybe then the employee will realize that he can try it out with his team and his relationships as well. Maybe it works a lot better than the good old saying, "I told you that before." This line is totally unnecessary. So what if you've told me that before? If you've said it already, then just say it again.
Try it differently.
Just say it again. Repeat it 6 times in 1 day.
The popular sentence, "I have already written you 10 emails and you still don't answer," is also very nice. I can change the communication channel if I realize that what I'm doing isn't leading to the goal. I can also try something else. For example, calling, making personal contact, standing at her desk or writing a postcard.
Emails are like water. They flow and flow. If I have time, I go into the river and take a bath. Then I read some of the emails and go back out again. If a couple of emails float by, I say, "Sorry, the river is hard to control." For some personality types, a clean inbox is important, to answer every email and check everything off conscientiously. Maybe they are people with a lot of blue energy or with a sensory preference.
I also know people with yellow energy who handle it that way.
Do you have a clean inbox?
I simply delete all emails. My inbox is totally clean.
Somebody told me that once before. He said that when he's on vacation, he writes in his out-of-office notification, "All emails will be deleted during my vacation. Please resend them when I return."
The things I repeat may well be consistent, so it's actually the same thing that I repeat over and over again. Or is it better to vary the statements?
What do you mean?
If I want my colleague to be on time, I always say the same thing. "Please be on time for the meeting." Or do I vary and say, "Please be on time for the meeting" every now and then? "Please be on time for the meeting on Wednesday." or it would be nice if you were on time. Is there any research on this?
Yes. Neuro-linguistic programming, achievable outcomes, SMART goals, and OKRs, which is short for objectives and key results, have a remarkable number of things in common. All state that the more specific, the better. The SMART method, which stands for S for specific, M for measurable, A for achievable, R for relevant, and T for time-bound, helps a lot. Goals can be specific. It's important to communicate them and give feedback. In your example, the best formulation would be, please be punctual for every team meeting from the next team meeting on, so please be present by 10 a.m. at the latest.
This is the right formulation, especially for someone with blue-collar energy, isn't it?
It's a precise statement. By 10 a.m. at the latest, because the meeting starts at 10 a.m. What you are referring to is the adaptation of communication to different personality types. For someone with lots of red energy, clear directions work well. Hey, Michael, starting with the next team meeting, please be on time at 10 a.m. sharp. Period. Nothing more. With a lot of red energy, I answer, all right, got it. Thanks for the clear message. I appreciate that. How would that be for you? You have a lot of yellow energy. You are creative. You have fun. What kind of feedback works well for you?
Hey, Christian, please be on time for the team meeting so that we can move on with this together.
Having fun together would certainly work. What do you think of this? Hey, Christian, from the next team meeting on, please always be on time, because only together we can make progress and have real fun. If we're all on time, we are more likely to make the most of the meeting and make it really productive. It's important to emphasize the importance of community, having fun, and sharing ideas. In green energy, the key is value orientation. We are a team, and here the same rules apply to everyone. This helps us to work together. As a community, we're stronger. Let's stick to our example. In the future, always be on time for team meetings. If we are all there from the beginning, then we are respectful and in harmony as a group. We just had the blue energy. Here, it's about a logical statement. Please always be punctual in the meeting at 10 a.m. We need your intelligence to get 100% correct results.
Now we have intuitively repeated the color energies.
Funny. Repeatedly repeated.
I would like to repeat something else at this point. The goal of management, which is to retain employees and to achieve results.
That theme certainly runs through everything we are talking about.
I'll never forget that now.
I'm convinced, and just remember that.
Yeah, great. Thanks a lot.
Repeat 3 times to convince someone. Repeat 6 times to memorize it the next day. Accepting that as a boss, it's my job to repeat things very often, over several days or longer periods of time. It's very easy.
Because you mentioned the river of emails earlier, did you know that the Danube runs through Ulm?
Now some things become clear to me. Thank you very much for making it easier to internalize what I'm listening to through your repetitions. A great service that casually takes place on the side. After listening to the book, I will certainly be a super leader. Great.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people's skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.